So what got this going is I've been interested for a while in working with Rennie Harris Pure Movement because they're just the premier hip hop company, I think, with a huge national and international reputation. And they're right here in Philadelphia. So I wanted our students to be doing something with them. The other thing is that I'm a relative newcomer to Philadelphia. And one of the first things I noticed wandering around the city were these huge murals everywhere. So I've also been interested in doing something around that. And one of the things I'm particularly interested in is getting dance outside of a theatre setting into all kinds of everyday and ordinary spaces, because that's where people often dance, right? So what I decided to do was bring Rennie Harris Pure Movement together with the City of Philadelphia Mural Arts Program and get our students doing a dance performance that is at one of those sites. And the reason this works so well with Rennie Harris Pure Movement is, of course, hip-hop is an urban street form, and that's where its roots are. So it makes perfect sense to get the students not dancing in a theatre, but get them dancing outside where hip-hop first originated.
And the Mural Arts Programme has its origins in hip-hop art. It was an anti-graffiti measure originally, so you've hit the thing on two levels.
Absolutely, and one of the things I saw was a lot of the murals do have a graffiti theme working through them as well. So it seemed like those two things coming together made perfect sense in terms of setting a dance next to them both.
So chicken or egg, mural or dance, which came first or which inspired the other?
For me, the dance came first because that's my background. I'm a dance person, so I'm always looking for dance first.
So were you commissioning it then? Were you giving a theme to Rennie Harris and then he to the muralist, or how did it work?
Right. So it was my idea to bring the dance together with the mural arts program, but I approached the mural arts and asked them to recommend a really good site to position this.
So the mural's already in place?
The mural's already in place. So it's a mural called Common Threads by artist Meg Saligman. And the Mural Arts Programme recommended this because it's a huge mural. There's a nice big parking lot next to it, so plenty of room for dance. But the theme of the mural has people through the ages, so it's common threads that are historical, as well as a number of arts practitioners, including a couple of dancers on that mural. So there seem to be common threads across the three organisations as well.
And did Rennie Harris then need, because Meg Seligman is now a well-known artist, did...
Yeah.
Rennie Harris need to know anything more about the mural than what was on the wall?
No, not really. I briefed. The choreographer we're using for this project is Raphael Xavier, who's danced with the company for about 15 years and regular choreographs for them. He's the artistic director of the youth group RAW, which is part of Rennie Harris Pure Movement. And I just basically left it entirely up to him, but said use the idea of common threads as a starting point, and then it's essentially over to him.
But that was all the instruction that you gave, was just, here's the theme, go at it.
Yeah, that's absolutely it. And, you know, hip-hop artists are really good at generating ideas from those kind of street environments or from very little. And he comes in his body with a whole host of social dance styles and hip-hop forms. So I think he'll be able to put together something easily that speaks to that theme of threads.
Who's this for?
It's basically for the community of Philadelphia, and that's exactly why I wanted it taken outside of a theatre setting, because I think the theatre only ever attracts a limited number of people, whereas I want to attract folks walking by, driving by, as well as people we've targeted. So the Temple University community, the Mural Arts community, and Rennie Harris, people who are interested in the Rennie Harris company as well. So the fact it's outside, I'm hoping we'll just join anyone who's out on the street.
What does this do as an educational tool, if anything?
Well, it gives the students a chance to maybe engage in a dance style that they haven't done before. On our programme, all the students have to do modern dance, ballet, and some African. Beyond that, it's what we bring to them as extra things. So I really wanted the students to get an opportunity to do some hip hop because this is very current in their lives. And also it will get them to learn a little bit about the roots of this form, because I know Raphael Xavier is really interested in the foundations of hip hop. So he's less interested in doing a studio version of hip hop than a version of it that's come through the street style. So I want them to get exposed to that.
How much actual street dance is there now? Because, I mean, in the 80s, it was definitely something very prevalent. You could walk through neighborhoods in any major city in America and indeed in the UK and around the world, and people were dancing in the street quite literally. We don't see it so much anymore.
Well, I'm not sure that's true, actually. We do see it. It continues to take form in a number of other different settings. So you see it taking place in dance studios, and Rennie Harris Pure Movement also performs theatrically. So you see it in a number of different settings. But I think if you walk through Philadelphia, you will still get to see it. So a few weeks ago, I was walking through the subway and I saw a group just practicing in one of the subway station areas. Last night, I actually went to a battle just at a regular music club venue, and there was this huge street dance battle there. So actually, it's not lost those roots. You still see it around.
Does this new project represent an addition or a change in direction to the dance department at Temple? Because your background is in contemporary and popular dance, and you're not, as you say yourself, you're not there's not much of it on the curriculum at Temple.
Sure. I think you know, we're seeing a shift in all kinds of universities. So to begin with, most university departments only ever used to look at ballet or contemporary modern dance, whereas I think departments are realizing that there's a lot more dance out there. So people are embracing what would be called world dance styles or popular dance styles. So what I don't want to do is change the integrity of the program around the good work they've done in ballet and modern dance, but I want to acknowledge that there's a whole range of styles out there. So one of the things I've done is try to bring in things like flamenco dance workshops, tango workshops, and this hip hop project, just as ways to acknowledge other kinds of dance are in existence, but also influence what we see on the stage as well.
You and I both come from countries with a shameful history of folk dancing. Is hip-hop and all of these other styles you refer to, is hip-hop just another form of folk dancing?
So that's a really good question, because there's huge debate around some of those divisions around things like folk or popular dance or social dance. And actually, I think folk enthusiasts would look for a much longer history, because really hip hop, you know, we're talking 1970s, late 60s, early 70s, where it really begins to emerge in its current form. But for me, there's very similar things around hip hop and folk. You know, it's people just dancing and sharing on dance traditions through the body, like an oral tradition, rather than you having to go to a special training school to learn it. So that's definitely in common.
Because folk dance has pretty much stayed at a point, right? The last evolution of Irish dancing was probably Lord of the Dance, and it was, you know.
Well, you kind of say that on one level, but actually dance changes all the time, because bodies change, or the kinds of abilities that we have within our bodies. So even folk dancers are never static. They're constantly changing. And they too get influenced by popular forms as well. So I think we like to think of them as being these super discrete things that are fixed in history, but actually they change through time. And that's one of the things I've been quite interested in myself. I've just done another academic project around a folk band called Bellowhead. So they're a British band who play traditional folk music. But one of the things they do when they're performing is they headbang and they pogo like they're at a punk gig. And as a result, I think they're attracting a whole bunch of new fans who are into sort of the popular music scene. And they mix their folk styles with all kinds of modern influences. So they'll have things like disco beats going on, or a ska rhythm, or they're very influenced by people like Tom Waits. So actually, folk never stays the same. It's constantly incorporating new influences.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.